1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 Hello.
3 4
1 2 1 2
Oh no.
Oh. Starting, you know, whose idea was it to start up the podcast again in a virtual world?
With a Sophie.
Record nothing. Oh no, I fixed it. Okay. Have you missed me?
Yes.
Missed this, yeah.
Yeah, no, I have.
Oh, my
word. Shall we, I don't know what you're thinking. Shall we do a podcast?
Shall we?
I'm going to cancel this recording.
Why?
Oh, I think this is the best bit. Don't cancel it. Keep it there.
I thought that was gold. God.
Sorry about that, everyone.
We're there. We're done. Finished. Can we go home now? The Evening
Ginger. It's nice to all be back together again. And it's nice to, you know, just know that we are still alive, which is great.
That's true. It's a checking in, still alive, still, I don't know, thriving? Would you say thriving? I just had
thriving
vitamin C.
Thriving is
so
strong in this situation. I since we last recorded, have bought some multivitamins, which have some of the things are like 1,000% of what you're meant to have of something.
That seems like too much.
But it makes my wee-wee bright yellow.
Yeah, I don't think that's supposed to happen. I don't think it's supposed to be bright orange. So your wee comes out like Barocca?
Yeah, pretty much. Like straight in, straight on out. It just means that if I go to the toilet in the dark, don't need to wake anyone else up.
That's really good. Very useful. And it's like asparagus. Same thing with asparagus, although I don't like having asparagus because that makes your wee smell.
Do you know, someone once told me at the pub I used to work at that apparently everybody's wee smells from asparagus, but not everybody can smell it. So everybody eats asparagus and their wee stinks, but some people have a hormone in them that makes them be able to pick that up. That's good knowledge, isn't it?
You started that comment with, "I heard this down the pub."
Yeah, and I was expecting some sort of...
After that, I was like, I'm not that bothered anymore because it's clearly bullshit.
And also, expecting a story that was going to, you know, and then Mike said, and then John said, and then Shelley came in, and we couldn't believe it. But no.
I've blocked it all out, to be honest with you. it was a difficult time.
Can I say a lot's changed since we were last together? There's a number of changes, but Sophie obviously still happily married, and Casey and I didn't think that was going to happen.
Wow, that is absolutely outrageous. I mean,
well, to be fair, married, yes, happily.
Okay, so that's one point. Casey. Lots has changed with you. No one could have predicted when we started this podcast.
Literally no one at all.
Wow.
I can fit into hats, which is nice because my head used to be too big.
That's not it.
I couldn't find a hat
Your
that
head
fit me,
is still absolutely enormous.
Yeah, and I tell you what, lockdown hair has made it even bigger.
It's bulging, that hat. How have the headphones keeping it on?
Just about.
But that's not what I was thinking also, in fact. We are just... amazed, but you're actually not single anymore.
I am not. I've got locked down in lockdown. We've moved in together.
That made it, the way that you said lockdown in lockdown made it sound like she's being held against her will. Can we just say that she's
okay,
not?
Right.
Is she?
So the thing is, and I'm going to out her on this because I don't care. She's listened to the previous series. She didn't know about
thing.
Us until we got together, and then she listened to the previous series, and she's actually passed it on to one of her friends who is like a mega fan.
Oh,
hi Becky. And
hi Becky.
Hi.
Basically, she was like, "You seem to mention every single episode that you're single. Are you gonna correct that when you record your next episode?" And I was like, well, you know, maybe, because sometimes you've got to give the fans what they want. They can't hate them off the market.
Wow.
Presumptuous.
And she didn't speak to me for at least 12 hours after that.
Oh, wow. So okay.
I'm glad that you brought it up, because then I've kind of stuck to what I wanted to do. You guys have got me out of the doghouse. We're all good.
I mean, I don't know if you want to share, but does she actually have a name?
She does. Bethany. Bethany Noel Diavola. I'm going to give her the full name because it's a little bit exotic.
That is exotic. Blimey.
Not that she knows how to spell it. She has the worst memory in the world.
She doesn't... Wait. She doesn't know how to spell her own last name?
She's... Do you know what? Of all the things that she does forget, The name is up there. She's like, yeah. So when I was spelling it, I said to her when I first found out her surname, because it's D'Avila, which I know from history is in Spanish and Italian
times. Fuck off, you know from then, history. Then,
yeah. Well, because Da Vinci, da means of. So it's Leonardo of Vinci. So I said, are you from a place called Avila?
Right.
And she went, fuck knows.
It's amazing what you can learn from a Dan Brown book, isn't it?
I'm absolutely, my mind is blown that you two are like, yeah, oh yeah, oh, duh means, I don't know, I can't even remember what you said. That's how much it didn't register with me.
So I would be Casey Dashford, because that's where I was born.
It does have a nice ring to it, actually.
Yeah.
I like all of that. And it's, you know, it brings us back together again. And, you know, so Sophie, very much still in love, amazing. Casey with new love, amazing. And I got divorced during this whole period, so that's a real shame.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Anyway, yeah. There we are. Let's
one
move
out
on.
Of three ain't bad, is it?
Not wow. True, but but no. I can't imagine though the kind of experience of everyone being in lockdown. I'm amazed that people are still all together, because you know you spend time with each other and you enjoy that at weekends, don't you? Or maybe in the evening a bit, but when
it's
you're together, constant,
it's stressful. Yeah.
Well, do you know what? The good thing is, in our line of work, we still get to go to work.
That's true.
So I do have the capability to work from home, but what I've said to her is that I'm not allowed
she's
to
She's going
day.
To listen to this. Do you appreciate that?
I've met Beth. There's no way she's going to let you get away with that for too long. This is honeymoon period, mate.
Do you know what? Honestly, so she said to me for this recording, she was like, I was going to sit outside the door and try and listen, but I don't want to ruin the surprise, so I'm going to listen like everyone else.
Oh boy, she's getting a surprise.
Yeah, so you'd have heard her run in and slap me by now, so I know that she's not at the door.
But it's going well. You've not upset her too much.
Yeah, well, okay, so we've moved in together.
Yeah.
And conveniently, it's just down the road from where we usually record the podcast.
Oh, that's amazing. So
is that why you chose it?
Yeah, of course you did.
It's conveniently, it just so happened it was just over there.
And that means that you'll actually be on time when we do it next time.
Wow, and I feel like you've been wanting
be
to
close,
say this for a while.
You'll be close to the burgers too.
Yay!
Yeah,
God, exactly. I've been thinking about burgers so much. Oh. I think it's unhealthy.
I'm just going to throw it out there, and I don't know if anyone else listening to this has felt the same, particularly amongst the ginger fraternity. Fraternity.
The ginger herd.
Let me say that, ginger people, that I think they've been waiting for a long time to find a way to keep us out of society, and this is it. Lockdown Ginger is the new name for all of this.
Like it. That's
very good.
And I think that's actually what's happening. I'm not normally into conspiracy theories, but I just had a feeling that it's a way of getting us off the streets.
I am even more pale than normal, to be fair.
Yeah, I have to say, being able to see you here online, I'm a little bit like, God, is that your lighting?
Look at it.
As soon as you go over to your microphone to talk, your face becomes the moon because it just reflects light.
Wow. Are we
total
talking
eclipse?
Are we talking, yeah, fuck off. We're talking crescent or full moon? I mean, that is a fucking joke. I can't believe it.
It's crescent at the moment because you're side on. But yeah. I think if you angled yourself, werewolves out.
No, it's a beautiful image.
Is
and
it?
I think the way you get those craters in there as well.
Oh, God, I have not missed you two at all. At bloody all. Oh, no.
Oh, I have missed you guys, honestly.
Do you know what's so funny about the fact that we're doing this podcast right now? Is that my husband is upstairs leading a class assembly for a primary school literally right now.
And you're effing and jeffing.
I know. Oh, no, and our house is only small. I mean, maybe I'll have to tone it down. But I just can't believe that in this house right now, Dave is imparting wisdom onto the younger generation, and I'm downstairs with the dog pissing about with you two. I think it just seems a bit wrong.
What's he teaching?
Well, right now he's doing an assembly, but this morning he did something called phonics. I don't know what that is.
Do you need to go to school?
I think I've got a tutor that live in.
The whole kind of doing that, I mean, I teachers, how they're managing this, I do not know. But exactly. Do they have to call the register out? Because that must take forever.
I don't know, actually. They sometimes do things where they each read a line of a book, and it is painful to listen to because of the delay. Oh, bless them. But never mind, eh?
Once.
It's all fine. Yeah, it literally
upon
is. Oh, no. It's not good.
Time.
It's impressive. I'm very impressed with how he's doing it. And we're getting over the stress of that by... We recently found his old Nintendo 64. So we've been playing GoldenEye in the evenings to really unwind.
Oh, classic.
I used to love that.
It's... I can't even tell you how much joy it's brought us. And that is tragic, but it's so good. I even bought brand new controllers for it because that's how committed I am. But so he knows so many things, Dave, but somewhere in his mind, he's squirreled away. He memorized all of the maps on GoldenEye.
Yep.
So he knows literally where the golden gun is everywhere, and he won't tell me where it is. And then I go to get it and then he shoots me, and we've fallen out quite a few times on that.
I always got stuck on that bridge going into the satellite station.
Oh, my God. It's so annoying.
And then when you're inside there, I could never get out of that thing. And I just found myself. And what was really annoying is the music, because it's quite repetitive and it's kind of just continually the same sound. You almost feel like you're locked in this weird other universe. Well, you are. But you're kind of like, I can't cope. But the opening, I'm like loving it.
It's
really nice, Dom, that you're so committed to this game, because you must have been, what, 40 when it came out? So, like, to still remember that is really good.
You're such a little bitch.
You are, actually. You are. It's true.
Yeah.
Have you still been going out on your bike, or was that a first lockdown kind of romantic dream?
Bollocks to that, honestly. It started off, you know, as you said... I'm a bike, and I'm really loving this fitness, and now I'm just eating shit.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think that's what you have to do to survive.
Hang on. Dom, you're not eating shit. You're eating really, really good cooked food, aren't you?
Okay, something that you and I've got together that Soph's got no even... She might as well just not be here at this point.
Right, I just think you two are pushing me out of the group, and I just think it's unfair. Can you tell me, please, what's going on?
Anyway, Casey, so what I've got is something you told me about, which is air fryer.
Oh, my honestly, God. He's tried to tell me sponsored... about... I think he's actually on commission for air fryers.
Hang on. I'm not yet. If anyone wants to sponsor us from the air fryer world, feel free.
Air fryer.
But, okay, Dom thought exactly the same as you, Sophie, but then he got one.
Oh.
Dom, take up the mantle. Off you go.
It started off with an idea, and then it became a cooking reality.
Wow.
So what happened is that Casey told me about this air fryer and said, oh, it's really brilliant. You know, we've got one. You cook with it, and you will never... In fact, he said, you'll never go back again to where you were. It was that kind of bold statement. And I've cooked everything in it now. I've got a little rotisserie in there. I had a burger that I didn't eat at work the other day that Casey and I had together. You weren't there, Soph. And and I put the burger back in the air fryer the next day, Soph, and it was just like it had been regenerated, like something, you know, in Back to the Future where they press the button and the pizza comes out beautifully.
Wow.
And it's like done in a second. That's what the air fryer is like. Just gorgeous. Definitely worth investing in that. That has been my lockdown purchase of my life.
The thing is, the main reason I don't want one now is because Casey really wants me to get one. And now I feel like I'll be bowing into peer pressure.
Okay, so if I said oxygen's a good thing, would you then stop consuming it just because I've said it?
I'd think about it.
The Evening Gingers.
I'm not sure I can carry on with The Evening Gingers. It's a bit of a revelation in this.
Whoa, are you breaking up with us?
No, I'm not breaking up, but well...
Wait, come on, spit it out.
Okay,
are you going to be Jerry Halliwell?
Listen, look at the screen. Look at what you're seeing. Look at the hair.
Ooh.
There's hardly any ginger. It's disappearing rapidly.
It's distinguished ginger.
Is it? Or is it just grey?
No. And the beard is looking particularly ginger, I may say.
Because I think that's the thing. The beard will stay ginger for a lot longer, obviously. I don't know why that is. Why is that? But it will. It's obviously got a... I mean, not just obviously the beard, other places stay that way as well. So,
oh, no.
You know. So if I ever lose the fact that I've got, you know, grey hair, I could always, in the studio, stand up and take my trousers off. And then at least you'll be able to...
No, is that what you're going to push for the next logo? Are you gonna? It's just gonna be me and Casey. You with your trousers down, because I'm not here for that. That's not fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that photo shoot is not going to be all right. It's not the first shoot that we are doing when we can all get back.
Fair enough. Maybe that's a bit too much. Too soon.
No. Have you
too
still
soon?
Been?
No. Not soon. Just never.
Never. Oh, just never, never ever. That's fair not enough. Not happening. I've got something to say. Have neither of you two noticed that I'm still wearing my pajamas?
Well, okay. I didn't want to say.
I thought. I wonder whether they don't want to say anything because they think I'm literally mid-breakdown and it might push me over the edge.
No, it wasn't even that. It was more that I've commented on your clothes in the past and you've got really, really upset
because
I said that you look like a French mime
like a
every single day.
Yes.
Yeah. But, so I looked at it and I went, that might just be a really casual shirt. And turns out, it is.
It's pajamas. The thing is, right, I'm this lockdown, I've become really committed to my pajamas. I just think they're so good. And sometimes on Instagram and things, you see people going out to cocktail bars in London wearing like pajama tops as tops. And I thought, well, I could be in a cocktail bar. And I thought, I'm too committed to the pajamas to get out of them, to be honest with you. I'm working from home, so why the fuck not?
Yeah, yeah. But not enough as a commitment to like Casey and I to actually get on our normal clothes for just being together.
I can choose
around like Waynetta.
I think it's fine. I've got my slippers on. They are the ugliest things in the world and they're so great. Do you want to see them?
Sure.
Go on.
Hello.
Oh, no. You've got...
fuck is that?
Hold on. You've got furry ones like I've got.
Yeah. Aren't they lovely?
Oh, your fur's bigger than my fur.
Well, I didn't mean to brag.
Is this what I have to look forward to in older life?
Well, I have to say, yes, first of all, you're going to start enjoying things. And by the way, you're the one who brought up the air fryer to me.
Yeah,
Because it's a fucking revelation and everyone should have one from the... Rather than going for, like, you know, as a kid, like, people put money into, like, a bond, I think they should just buy them an air fryer that they have a life.
How much is this air fryer that we're having to put money into, like, a bond to afford it?
80, 90 quid?
Yeah.
That much money?
It does a good job, to be fair.
Oh,
gotcha.
My God. I just put something in an oven. Jesus.
Hang on. You pay €50 a pop in the red light district in Amsterdam. You pay 80
well,
quid.
Well, I don't.
Good
so
stuff
that to
for
me
life.
Is not a direct comparison. Do I want light and crispy chips or do I want to go and visit a prostitute? Is not something that really I have to think about very often.
Because the thing is, Amsterdam, that is where they host the Ginger Festival, isn't it? The European Ginger Festival. So.
Yeah.
When we go, pop your spare €50 in your pocket.
No, listen, if we go to Amsterdam and you leave me on my own to go to the red light district, I'm going to be absolutely fucking fuming.
Hold on, I'm not being funny with you, but let's be reality. I know we're trying to kind of be sound, you know, oh yeah, we would do this, we'd do that. There's no way that Casey and I would go to the red light district. We would go to the fucking air fryer shop.
Yeah. So true.
I think there's something against, you know, dads and their sons going to the red light district. I think it's frowned upon.
Look, I'm not your father.
I've not seen any DNA tests or birth certificates.
Why do you think I'm... Why? I mean...
You've got so much in common. The air fryer nurse...
Can I tell you, that is really true. What's been happening lately, Soph? Because we should explain that, you know, Casey and I spend an awful lot of time together. And
yeah,
Sophie
all right.
Sadly
Stop showing
doesn't.
Off.
Anyway, I miss you guys. Anyway, when we're together, we realise how much aligned we are in terms of we keep doing the same things, buying the same things, you know, watching the same shows. Honestly, if he wasn't, I would.
Honestly, our chakras have penetrated, and I think that's the phrase.
I've never heard anyone say that, and I would appreciate if I never heard it again.
There was one time where I was like, hey, Dom, I just got given a whatever pan, and you just went, fuck off.
I did.
I got one of those a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
And then, obviously, he was overjoyed when I got the air fryer, which was great.
Well, of course, because he's working on commission.
And then he's been recommending shows for me to watch on Netflix, and I've been recommending shows for him, and then we've been comparing notes. We've become really good mates.
Yeah, it's really nice that we get to record a podcast together as well.
It is, isn't
Listen,
it?
Listen,
know each
why
other.
Don't you two just get a room and fuck off, and I'll just sit here on my own with the dog, shall I?
I mean, that's literally what you've been doing for the past 12 months.
That's literally what I'm doing right now. Oh, God, it's very... It's gone on for a really long time, hasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back to our topics of gingerness.
Oh, yeah.
and then yeah, get another series out there, because this, you know, we were thinking, do we do a series now? But this is just a little tease. This is just a little ball tickle, just to keep you interested.
Please don't call it a ball tickle.
A sack juggle.
No.
Nope.
Absolutely bloody not.
A scrotum.
Will you stop talking? Stop fucking talking. That's disgusting. I don't want to be involved in any sort of tickling.
Yeah, there's always a point where you should leave a conversation or get out of the room. This is it.
Yeah. Beth's going to come in a minute and be like, what the hell are you talking about? What are you doing to Dom?
Well, I think, to be fair, he said the word ball tickle. She would have heard that.
Her ears would have pricked up at that stage.
What?
Oh.
A prick Pringle?
Stop.
No, stop. The Evening
Gingers. You've been listening to The Evening Gingers. Jingles and music by Gavin Alexander and produced by Jonathan Vincent. Podcast artwork by Rich Nairn, the artful doodler. The Evening Gingers is a Laughing Frog production.
And guys, remember to pass your ginger genes around. Get those ginger vibes spreading.
Oh, dear.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean share the podcast?
I think that's what he means.
That's what I said.
Please don't spread your genes anywhere.
Just pass the podcast on.
Nice.
Can we go?
Are we done?
Yeah. This is like a normal Zoom, isn't it?
No one wants to say goodbye.
No one wants to say goodbye first.
Nobody wants to be the first to leave.
It's okay. Like, please don't leave me. I've not spoken to anyone in weeks.
Okay, bye.
Oh, bye.